and Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A manhunt is underway for the suspect in the shootings of Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Drew Evans is with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
Do not approach him. You should consider him armed and dangerous. Call 911 immediately with the information.
While a parade took place in D.C. last night to celebrate the Army's 250th anniversary and President Trump's 79th birthday, no King's protests were held across the country.
Happy birthday. But he's not a king, and he's acting like one.
Israel unleashed airstrikes across Iran for a third day, and Iran responded with more missiles launched on Israel, just outside Tel Aviv. The BBC's Hugo Bacega is there.
The authorities say that at least six people have been killed here, including a boy aged 10 and a girl aged 8.
Planned talks on Iran's nuclear program have been called off today. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Republicans have approved an increase in funding for Wisconsin schools at a fraction of what the governor asked for. Savannah Tomei-Olson reports.
Republicans' plan increases school funding by about $330 million, but school districts will see no increase in general aid. Instead, that money goes to specific programs meant for special education and mental health. Statewide, about 15% of students have individualized education plans, meaning they have some sort of special needs. Right now, for every dollar spent on special education, the state only pays about 31 cents. That's one of the lowest reimbursement rates in the nation. The governor's plan would have raised it to 60 cents. Republicans' proposal increases special ed reimbursement from about 31 cents on the dollar to 37.5 cents. But according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it would increase reimbursement to 90% next year for kids with the highest level of needs. That's 3% of students in Wisconsin public schools. Republicans hope adding money for these programs will take some pressure off the rest of school districts' budgets. Meanwhile, leaders on the Joint Finance Committee also finalized tax cuts, a key priority for Republicans, by about $1.3 billion for Wisconsinites. Those cuts will apply to retirees and folks in the second lowest tax bracket. Of course, this proposal would need the governor's signature.
And meanwhile, as lawmakers settled in for those late-night budget talks on Thursday, the Capitol was echoing with applause for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. As her 30 years on the court come to a close, she offered this reminder.
Adherence to the rule of law must be our North Star. It must be our guiding light.
Justice Bradley's last day on the court is July 31st. Susan Crawford will take the seat after her. For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
The Brewers and the Cardinals wrap it up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' four-game series at home against the St. Louis Cardinals concludes today. We'll have a recap tonight. Cardinals won last night, 8-5. Things got a little testy between the two teams. 40,000 fans watched as the Brewers' Caleb Durbin ran to first base, now played by the Cardinals' Wilson Contreras. He's the brother of the Brewers' catcher, William. It appeared that Wilson blocked the bag, and some of the Brewers, including Rhys Hoskins, shouted some complaints about the play from the dugout. After the game, Wilson Contreras told St. Louis reporters, well, he said some things about the Brewers I can't repeat. Oh, by the way, Hoskins got beaned by a pitch in that game. It got spicy. Manager Pat Murphy.
Oh, it's Cardinals Brewers, man. There's always going to be high emotion. The players handle that stuff, you know, like that's the way it goes. We're not looking to fight, but we're not going to be pushed around either.
So the Brewers have tomorrow off before heading to Chicago for a three-game series against the first-place Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 50s, high tomorrow in the low 70s. Monday looks partly sunny and warmer, muggy as well, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs within a few degrees of 80. It's 60 right now.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
On the Civic Media Radio Network. And now a salute to the Army on its birthday with Hazel Scott.
Over hill, over dale, we have hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Counter march right about, hear those wagon soldiers shout as those caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high here in the field artillery, call off your numbers loud and strong. And wherever we go, you will always know that those caissons are rolling along. Keep them rolling, those caissons are rolling along. Attention! Let's boogie woogie!
Krupa.
Over hill, over dale, we have hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Counter march right about, hear those wagon soldiers shout, while those caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high, he in the field artillery, call off your numbers loud and strong. And where'er we go, you will always know that those caissons are rolling along. That those caissons are rolling along.
Star.
He was a famous trumpet man from old Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-da, toot. He blows it into the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie boogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da do do. He blows it a to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Sleep with Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, da.
A lot of water's gone across the dam. We're here with the show to help get some dough for the Army Relief, the much-needed Army Relief. But beneath the powder and beneath the paint, there's a soldier brave and true. If some guy in Congress tells you that we ain't, let him do what we had to do. There at attention, our faces turning red. The sergeant looked us over, and this is what he said.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore.
This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore.
Do what the buglers command. They're in the Army and not in a band.
This is the Army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephone. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore.
They get steak, caviar, and whipped cream cake. They have fancy cooks who know what cooking means. In the Army, we get mess, and it really is a mess. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Send a salami to your boy in the Army. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Navy service is ideal. Printed menus every meal. And they decorate your plate with parsley green. In the Army, we get chow that you wouldn't feed a chow. know. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans. Beautiful beans, gorgeous beans, succulent beans. Send the bologna, cause I'm skinny and bony. Yes, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans. Nothing but beans.
Loving those beans, hugging those beans. Know what it means, mommy, I love ya. Nothing but beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Oh, it seems bell-bottom pants are conducive to romance. They are wined and dined and loved by movie queens. But you wear a khaki frame and you get a wacky dame. Oh, the Navy gets the gravy, but the Army gets the beans.
Beans, 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 beans. Beans, beans,
beans. You can grab a Marine and you show him a bean. He says, what does it mean that I never have seen? So you grab a civilian and one in a million can identify. So I say to you, why do we gotta have beans?
Beans.
Multiple beans, quadricant beans, succulent beans, nothing but beans. Beans. Nothing but beans.
Jerry Lewis from At War with the Army. Great comedy. Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Happy Father's Day, everybody. This is the music of the stars.
The pilot of the naval torpedo bomber knew that he should not have let that 20-year-old Army private on board. Now both of them were going to die. The pilot's faulty judgment was understandable enough. The young private had been frantic. Stuck in Seattle, his weekend pass running out fast. He would be AWOL if he couldn't fly immediately to Monterey and scramble back to Fort Ord before bed check. No, the private had explained he could not afford commercial airfare, but he had been advised that uniformed military could hitch a ride on naval aircraft, providing there was an extra seat. That's how he'd made it to Seattle to visit his girlfriend in the first place. But there were no seats aboard the torpedo bomber, the pilot had explained. The only available space was in the radar compartment in the tail of the plane, and the private would never fit in there. But the young man begged, and the pilot relented, and they squeezed the former into the radar compartment, and they had taken off for the Naval Air Station at Monterey. Well, that was hours ago. They should have landed by now, but the coast of California was socked in. Fog. No way to find the airbase. No way even to stay aloft over land unless they wanted to knock the top off a mountain or maybe run out of fuel and crash in a populated area. So the pilot headed out to sea. The torpedo bomber was about a mile from shore. When the motor sputtered and died, the pilot brought her down as gently as possible amid the angry swells, and after several bone-jarring jolts, the plane was dead in the water. Twilight was fast becoming night as the pilot and his young hitchhiker clambered out onto the wings of the plane. If they were anywhere near the craft when it sank, they could be sucked down with it. So the two wished each other good luck and dove into the churning Pacific. As night fell, the bioluminescence of tiny sea life set the ocean aglow. In the eerie blue light, the pilot could see the jellyfish swarming, first dozens and then hundreds, it seems. He shouted to the young private, "Look out!" But the answer was faint in the distance, barely distinguishable from the voice of nature roaring all around them. And then the pilot felt the searing sting of the first jellyfish. And then he was engulfed by them in the glowing sea. Still most of a mile from land, he could only succumb to the poison and to the waves, the irresistible forces that raged in the night, and thus he died. So this is a tribute to an unknown soldier. This is a tribute to a Navy pilot running low on fuel who headed out to sea rather than risk one civilian life. And if he is listening, from wherever, sir, I want you to know the young private who hitched a ride on your last flight, the Army boy who so desperately wanted to get back to his own base, did get back. He swam the torturous mile through turbulent seas, teeming with poison tails and bathed in blue fire. He fought the overwhelming fatigue and the treacherous undertow. He walked barefoot 8 miles to safety and eventually onto motion picture screens all over the world as Clint Eastwood. From the beginning of his movie career, Clint Eastwood has always played a tough guy. Well, now you know how tough he really is. Because now you know the rest of the story.
Several people have pointed out.
The music of the stars. Yeah, Clint's quite the musician. And a singer, too. All right, here he is. This is from Paint Your Wagon.
I still see Elisa. She keeps on returning as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays. Her smile was made of dawn. Her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Lisa, the shadows are falling, and winter is calling above. But I still see Lisa. Whenever I dream of love.
The music of the stars, Earl Wrightson.
I still see Elisa. She keeps on returning as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays. Her smile was made of dawn. Her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Elisa, the shadows are falling and winter is calling.
smile was made of dawn. Her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Elisa, the shadows are falling, and winter is calling above. But I still see Elisa.
And that was Lerner and Lowe. And here's Dean Martin and daughter Dina together with a little medley I thought you'd enjoy.
I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too. From the start, honey.
Bless your tattered heart, honey.
Every day would be so sunny. Honey,
gonna sing a couple songs with me, baby?
Sure.
Well, shall we sing your songs or mine? Let's not get too old.
Oh, in the red, red robin comes a bob, bob, bobbing along, along.
There'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his own sweet song.
Just a kid again, doing what he did again, singing a song. Oh, in the red, red robin comes a bob, bob, bobbing along.
Thank you for having me on your Maryland show. This is great. But this weekend, actually the 7th, June 7th, is my dad's birthday. the king of cool, Dean Martin. And I just want to have a big shout out to him. And you can send me emails. And now, remember, I have a Facebook Live show every Friday afternoon. And it's at 1 o'clock, I guess your time, Central. And, you're Pacific. So it's 1 o'clock then. And Eastern time, it's 4 o'clock. So please join me. But I'm sending all
How do you talk to your dad? I just listen to what he has to say. I'm listening. How do you talk to your dad? I just stand there, hat in hand there, and I listen while he talks away. Every little while I smile, except for now and then. When I smile again, then he thinks you're charming. How do you talk to your dad? I just listen, and I listen. But then someday I'll have a will listen the rest of my life, my natural life. How do you talk to your dad,
to your kid?
You just listen,
they won't listen.
You just listen,
they won't listen.
You just listen to what is on their mind. You listen and listen and listen, and how do you speak to your dad,
to your kid?
You say little,
they say little.
Your thumbs twiddle,
their thumbs twiddle.
And you listen while they talk their lines. If you think it's odd,
if they think it's odd,
you nod,
they nod.
Not to be a bore,
if they're being bored,
you just nod. Once more, then they know you're brilliant.
How do you talk
to your dad,
to your kid?
You just listen,
they won't listen.
You just listen,
they won't listen.
And it's almost like husband and wife. And you listen and listen and listen the rest of your listen
and listen and listen
the rest of your listen
and listen and listen.
The rest of your life.
That's Dean and Frank and their kids. Here's Frank and Son. Music of the Star.
My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of people too. People who, they all smile at you. And each time I roam, Chicago is, it's calling me home. Chicago is one town that'll never ever let you down. It's my kind of town. Kind of town, Chicago. Yes, my kind of razzmatazz. And it has all that jazz. And each time I leave Chicago, it's tugging my sleeve, Chicago. The Wrigley Building, Chicago. Chicago Cubbies. Chicago.
Hey, don't forget them socks.
One town that'll never, ever let you down. It's mine.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's my kind of town.
Chicago. 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 Chicago.
I shut off the heat. I put out the cat. I did everything like you said.
My darling, you're sweet. There's no doubt of that. Now, will you go to bed?
Say, honey.
I'm trying to sleep.
You know what?
I'm sure it'll keep.
They're talking of raising the taxes.
You're getting off cheap.
But my profits are small.
I know.
Politicians are all.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
What is it, my dear?
You're snoring.
Put stuff in your ear.
My mother is thinking of traveling.
Make sure she goes west.
But our home's in the east.
I know.
I just think you're a beast.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. I ran into your girlfriend, Kitty. She's pretty.
How'd you tell?
I asked her to bring George to dinner. He's thinner.
Now, ain't that swell?
Oh, sweetheart.
Where's something to throw?
I love you.
Now, that's nice to know.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
I'm warning you, Joe.
Our two daughters are grand.
I know.
But that ain't what we planned.
Now, Joe, go to sleep.
But, my dear.
Go to sleep.
But, my dear.
Go to sleep. How do you like him? Keeps me awake now. He goes to sleep. They've got a sale on fur in town now. Don't frown now.
I'm not sore.
They give you 18 months to pay, dear. Okay, dear.
Order 4.
Oh, Poochie.
All right, I give in.
I love you.
I give up. You win.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
Stop tickling my chin.
You can go back to sleep.
Oh, no.
You were right, it can keep.
Oh, no.
Go to sleep.
But, my dear.
Go to sleep.
But, my dear.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Arthur Godfrey and Mary Martin. The music of the stars.
You.
David Nelson.
Like the girl. Just like the girl that married dear old Dad.
Thank you, Dave.
She is a pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever had.
At least so he said.
A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loves nobody else but you. Like the girl, just like the girl that married dear old Dad. A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loved nobody else but you. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear.
high school and so forth. It just occurred to me, crazy thought this afternoon. When you're in a romantic mood, and you're trying to make out, whose records do you put on? I've spent a lot of nice evenings listening to your music, and I just wonder, I said, I wonder who Frank listens to.
Oh, I play Jerry Fail or some of those.
Interesting concept.
Yes, it is. But you know. I can answer that by telling you that in those lovely moments, I play Daphnis and Chloe, or the Sunken Cathedral, the Engulfed Cathedral, that kind of classy jazz.
High class stuff.
I don't fool around with all that other stuff. Because
you're going to do another number with the band, because I know you got a recording session tonight, and really, on behalf...
I love my daddy, yes I do. Here's a kiss and a hug for you. Thank you, Daddy, for all you do. Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day, I love you.
Music of the Star, a tribute to daddies. There are so many. There are.
I love my daddy. I love my daddy. I love my daddy. Yes, I do.
Let's see. There are foster daddies.
Here's a kiss and a hug for you.
And stepdaddies.
Thank you, Daddy, for all you.
And
do.
Granddaddies.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, I love you.
And adoptive daddies.
Happy Father's Day, I love you.
Oh, and sugar daddies.
Hey, listen to my story about a gal named Daisy May. Lazy Daisy May, da 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 da. Her disposition is rather sweet and charming, at times alarming, so they say. Da 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 da. She had a man who's tall and handsome, dark and strong, to whom she used to sing this song. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy, gee, won't I look swell in sables, clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Here's an amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy,
ha, 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 ha.
She wants a diamond ring
and a bracelet and everything.
Hey, Daddy,
you want to get the best for me.
Hi, Daddy.
Gee, I'd like to have those sables, clothes with Paris labels.
Hey, Daddy,
ha, 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 ha. Nothing but the best for me.
Everything, Daddy, you want to get the best for me. Please, 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 Daddy, ah, I want a brand new car.
champagne and caviar. Hey, Daddy, you ought to get the best for me.
These are the Mad Dads next up. Recording on the Volt label. It's a kind of a forgotten group, but
I want a girl.
But it's I Want a Girl, just like the girl that married. Here's Liza Minnelli. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning.
Home again, and the streets are not much cleaner. The quaint old South Side scenery is quaint no more. I guess I'm older than before. Go up the stairs, go down the hallway to my daddy's door. Your girl is home, Dad. She's found a beau. He's just the sweetest guy I'll ever know. I hope you like him, Dad. I hope you do. But if you don't, that's all right, too. What's new? Do you still work at the drugstore? Is that true? Still polishing the same floor? I miss my dear old dad. My, but I'm glad to see you home again. But we won't be staying here, Dad. The smoke makes Jim's eyes tear so bad. We can't have that. I guess I'll write you where we're at. Jimmy's father owns a bank. I guess he'll try his hand at that. So come and see us, Papa, when you can. There'll always be a place for my old man. Just drop by when it's convenient too. Be sure and call before you do. So long, Dad. So long, Dad. Well, so long, Dad. So long, Dad.
Liza Minnelli with So Long, Dad. Perry Como.
When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray. From the time of diaper and pin till the time they cry, don't come in, till the time you gown them in white and give them away, you worry. You worry. You worry. Night and day. When she's a plain little girl, how you worry. But when she's a beautiful thing, you do more than that, you pray. Boys come around when they want a date. Girls may only stay home and wait. When she's out, you sit up all night with her first baby child. You trust her. But worry, 'cause you were once a boy. When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray.
Wrote that for Perry Como. It's the music of the stars. Now, stand by for news. And a look at weather, such as it is. It's almost summer, and it was 55 this morning at our location. The Civic Media Radio Network is on the air. Welcome to all our affiliates. Good morning, Amory. 1260 AM on WLAK 107.5.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Intense fighting continues between Israel and Iran. Overnight, Israel carried out attacks on Iranian nuclear infrastructure, and Iran continued its retaliatory strikes. Israel's President Herzog speaking just outside Tel Aviv.
I call upon the leadership of the free world. You really want to de-escalate? Then enable us and work with us to get the nukes out of Iran.
The Iranian foreign minister responding through an interpreter.
We are defending ourselves as a reaction to aggression. If the aggression stops, naturally our responses will also cease.
And the BBC's Hugo Bachega reports he also said.
There was no point in continuing with those discussions while Israel carried out what he described as barbaric attacks on his country.
President Trump posting on Truth Social, we can easily get a deal done between Iran and Israel and end this bloody conflict. CBS News special report. I'm Stacey.